T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Steve and Ted in the morning now, 7:48 here on this Monday. KNSS. Three big things.
Three.
Baseball, Arkansas, 9. Wind surge, nothing.
2.
Woman and 2 children dead after a boating accident in northeast Kansas.
1.
Teen drowns while swimming in southwest Wichita Lake. Three big things, Steve and Ted on KNSS.
We have a non-injury traffic accident. You'll want to watch out. This is on the on-ramp from Hillside to K96 westbound. Watch for a slowdown in that area. Traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. I'm Jed Chambers.
Mostly cloudy with a 20% chance for rain today and a high of 83 degrees. Partly cloudy tonight. The overnight low 67. Tuesday, partly sunny. Tomorrow's high up to 86 degrees. Now mostly cloudy, 67 degrees. We have a southeast wind at 6 miles per hour. Hey, this Father's Day, get Dad something special. A hat from Hatman Jacks. Since 1976, Hatman Jacks has been finding just the right hats for dads. Hatman Jacks, open Monday through Saturday, just north of Riverfront Stadium at the Clock Tower in Delano. Hatman Jacks. 7:49 now, Steve and Ted. Stocks ended the week higher on Friday.
The Dow closed at 34,756, up 179 points, or 0.5%. The S&P 500 ended the session at 4,230, gaining 37 for the day, or just under 1%. And the NASDAQ rose 200 points, or 1.5%, to close at 13,814. The major indexes were higher all day following the May jobs report, which showed the economy gaining 559,000 positions. That was fewer than economists predicted, but still twice as many as in April. The unemployment rate fell to 5.8%. Roger Stern, Fox News.
France's anti-competition watchdog has decided to fine Google 220 million euros, that's $268 million, for abusing its dominant position in the complex business of online advertising. Said the move is unprecedented. It said practices by Google are particularly serious because they penalize Google's competitors in certain markets and publishers of mobile sites and applications. Google, based in California, of course, did not dispute the facts and opted to settle, proposing changes. Competition Authority Chief Isabel da Silva said the decision was the first decision in the world to look into complex auction processes through which online display advertising works. All right. 7:51 now, Steve and Ted in the morning, and we're looking for some more development near Riverfront Stadium here in Wichita. Editor Bill Roy of the Wichita Business Journal with us this morning. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, Steve and Ted. Yeah, the city is hoping it can attract new commercial development near the stadium by changing building height requirements. The Planning Commission last week approved increasing maximum heights on buildings in the Ballpark Village development. On one parcel from 50 to 85 feet, another parcel from 50 to 95 feet. Assistant City Manager Scott Rigby says the narrow parcels create development challenges. A Wichita manufacturer and distributor of beauty products plans to expand. Millennia Productions is the parent company of La Palma Spa Products. It's leveraging the city's speculative warehouse program to build a 128,000-square-foot building next to its current northeast Wichita location. Stan Longhofer says Wichita's real estate market really did well through the pandemic in 2020. Longhofer is the director of the Center for Real Estate at Wichita State. He says commercial deals continue to be made as investors look for places to put money, and residential never slowed down, with average listing times about 3 days. Longhofer is my guest on this week's Biz Talk with Bill Roy podcast. Local breaking business news every day on KNSS and at WichitaBusinessJournal.com. For the Wichita Business Journal, I'm Bill Roy.
Yes, and Longhofer's been there for quite a while now, and he knows his business.
He has.
Knows his business.
He sure does.
Yeah. All right, today is National, this is high tech, okay, you ready for this? Today is National VCR Day. Taking a look at the device that revolutionized the home movie watching experience. The observance recognizes the video cassette recorder, the VCR, a device that in its time was a marvel of technology. Dr. Norikazu Sawazakuki developed the first videotape recorder in 1953.
Thanks, Doc.
And it introduced it to the world in 1956.
Oh, okay.
In 1970, the home video cassette format, VCR, launched, creating a booming mass market throughout the 70s, 80s, and 90s. At the time, the VCR was the primary way to watch movies at home.
Yep.
Millions of people created their own personal movie library.
Thus leading to things like Blockbuster.
Yeah, the business there. Over 10 billion videotapes remain today. Of course, we don't. We can sit at home and look, watch Netflix and all the different movie channels. And, you know, so now we don't have the VCR really anymore, but you have the capability of watching hundreds of really, really crummy movies.
Exactly.
You know, they don't put the good ones on there. You know, hey, look at this one, you know.
Remember when the debate was over VHS or Beta?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, what was the debate? Was one of them, did one of them have better quality or something?
Yeah, I think Beta actually had better quality.
Yeah.
But VHS was adopted by everybody, so yeah. Beta just
Sony kind of did a better job marketing its product.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, well, I'm just about the place where I got a new Bell and Howell the other day, so I'm kind of behind.
Nice.
Very nice.
Behind the curve again, as always.
Super 8 Steve.
All right. Thank you, guys. 7:55, Steve and Ted coming up. Hey, stay with Steve and Ted in the 8 o'clock hour this morning on KNSS. We have the latest on a drowning in southwest Wichita. That's coming up. Ted has sports on the way, right, Ted?
Yeah, we'll get you caught up on how the Royals did yesterday to wrap up a homestand in baseball action.
And, of course,
sports.
Can't wait for entertainment news. It is the blur.
Yeah, we got a lot of information after a big weekend, so we'll catch you up on entertainment news in the blur at 8:35 this morning.
All that, plus traffic and weather coming up. Stay with us in the 8 o'clock hour. Steve and Ted on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.